Heavenly Father, we thank you for the celebration of joy, wonderful testimony, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's what we want to know in our life, Lord, to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you for the wonderful testimony and the glorious union that you have given to our brethren. And we thank you for our sister this morning celebrating the 70th birthday. To God be the glory. Father, thank you for all the blessings. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
As quick as I can do this by the grace of God, God's promise of health at any age. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God gave us the promise of health at any age.
Amen.
God gave wonderful promises to the of divine health to the children of Israel. And the scripture gave a testimony that it worked for them. That scripture is in Psalm 105, the testimony of what the Lord did for them. Psalm 105, 37th verse. He brought them forth, also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. We are told that at this point in time, when God brought them out of Egypt, there was not one feeble person among all the 12 tribes of Israel. They had no need of hospital or pharmacies. There was no one crutches among them, no one dying with tuberculosis, no cases of cancer, no epidemics of smallpox or bubonic plague, nothing. You know, after that, you know, they were all just, you know, healthy and so on. The children did not have diseases such as measles, mumps, or chickenpox, nothing of such. 12 tribes, about 2 million people, when God brought them out. What happened later, at a later time? Israel did suffer all these evils, afflictions, and more. But that was not until they decided to go their own way, you see? And they passed from the law. Then sickness, disease, and other terrors came upon them. Just as God declared will happen to them when they were coming out of that, warned by Moses and so forth. But until that time, the children of Israel enjoy immunity from sickness as promised under the covenant of healing and health. Well, the promise that he brought them forth, also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes, is not only for the children of Israel alone. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's for us today as God's children. It's for us also. You see, we are told in 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in our Lord Jesus Christ are yea and an amen in him to the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. The same promise even more for us in the New Testament, a new covenant built upon better promises. So let's see, example to the Bible, how the Bible, gives examples of health at any age. The Bible demonstrates how the promise of health worked by recording Caleb's remarkable physical preservation at the age of 85 in Joshua 14, chapter 9 to 11. I will take my time to read it. I mean, yes, God promised health at any age. They're not just young, at any age, God promised us that, So Joshua 14 verse 9. And Moses swear on that day, saying, surely the land whereunto thy feet have trodden shall be thy inheritance, and thy children forever. Because thou hast wholly followed the Lord, my God. And now, behold, the Lord has cursed me. That is Caleb testifying now before Joshua and so on like that, accepting our lives, as he has said, these 40 and 5 years, even since the Lord spoke this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, Even so is my strength now. For what? Both to go out and to come in. God promised health at any age. So there are two very important points to be noted in this testimony of Caleb. Number one, Caleb was one of the spies who brought back a good report. Time and again, we read that the Lord is displeased with people who murmur against him, which in effect is accusing the Lord of dealing unfairly. See? The 10 spies who brought back an evil report happened to them and made the people afraid to go into the land that God has promised their fathers, died in the wilderness. But Caleb and Joshua, who declared their faith in God by reporting that Israel was well able to go up and take the country, in due time enter the land and receive their inheritance. Caleb also experienced a remarkable physical blessing. He evidently enjoyed divine health all those years, you know. At any age, God promises and all that, you know. He declared that at 65, he was as strong both to go to war as he was in the day Moses sent him to spy out the land. Saying in the 11th verse, as I read before, as my strength was then, even so my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. So divine health is certainly God's plan for God's children. It is not the will of, it's not his will for his people to deteriorate mentally or become physically incapacitated as they grow older. That is never God's plan. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God promised health at any age. Many Christians suffer physical and mental impairment later in life. Ought not to be so, really. It is certainly God's way that we retain our faculties throughout life. Although we may lose the resilience of youth, certainly it is not God's plan that we decline physically and mentally when our wisdom has matured and our usefulness has reached its zenith. You know, that's what was planned for us and all that, you know. We should maintain all these things according to the plan of God. If you could be if you could be that Caleb at age 5, how much richer our life will be, and how much greater our opportunity to accomplish more for God, you know, in our life, you know. God expressly stated his promise to those who believe in Psalm 91 verse 16. What did he say there? With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise the Lord. God promised health at any age. You know, that's God's promise as well, that, you know. What did God do for Moses? That's one person's testimony. We can pick two or three testimonies and so forth. We are to be saying and speaking God's word only. Amen. Praise the Lord. Nothing matter what science says, if it's contrary to the Bible, we speak the word of God alone. Nothing matter what the society believes, contrary to the word of God, we cling to the word of God. Amen. Don't think that clear testimony. He said, I wholly follow the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Following the Lord is to follow his word. Praise the Lord. You follow the word of God. He and his word are the same thing.
Amen.
In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. Amen?
Amen.
When you say that word, it's as if the Lord is standing before you. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Another man's testimony called Moses in the Bible and so on, you know. I mean, talking about health at any age. The life of Moses illustrates in an even greater way that physical preservation is possible to those who live close to God. Moses lived at a time when the average lifespan was about 70 years. However, he lived an additional 50 years to the age of 120. At such an advanced age, he could have weakened or even became incapacitated mentally and physically. But not Moses. He retained the virility of of his youth until the day he died, as we are told, in Deuteronomy 34:7, where it summarized all the things that God had been with him. 34, Deuteronomy verse 7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force or vigor, if you mean, abated. So God promised health at any age. And we just have to just hold on to the promise of God, innit? Praise the Lord Jesus. Not only was Moses' health still intact at this age, but his eyesight, one of the first senses to decline, remain undimmed. This is surely something more than a divine healing or divine health. It is divine life, isn't it? That's what he says, divine life. Moses had it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. He had it. Moses had lived near God. You see, it says, I wholly serve the Lord, right? So what was Moses? He lived very, very close to God. Throughout his life and something like that, Anyway, he had witnessed his glory, meaning God's glory, when he was on the mountain. When he came down, his face shone with celestial glory, as we are told in Exodus 34, 28 and 33. I don't have time for that, but you can go and read it right there. In fact, Bible even intercepted that he had to cover his face with a veil, by the reason of the glory of God upon him. Praise the Lord Jesus. See? So anyway, that was beyond the norm. It does, in fact, hint at some of the ultimate possibilities that may be enjoyed by those who have reached out and tasted what the Bible tells us in Hebrews 6:5, and tasted the good word of God and the power of the age to come. Amen?
Amen.
Just reach on out, to the promise of God. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Yeah, not to be to this man alone. Anyway, God's promise of health and healing is for all who enter in. Not for special people like just Moses alone or Caleb. He has no special favorite of God. It's for all of his children. The whole nation of Israel not only experienced divine healing, like I read before earlier on, but moved together into the realm of divine health, as we read earlier in Psalm 105:37. It's a popular, in our prayer meeting here, it's a popular thing that we read there, brother Charles, is praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So 105:37 of the Psalm, blessed be the name of the Lord. This word of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth.
Amen.
Where people can, so you meditate upon it day and night and speak it. Amen?
Amen.
If God didn't speak, nothing will be created.
Amen?
Amen. So speak the word only.
Amen.
Speak it, God will bring it to pass.
Amen.
Don't be afraid. It's not your word.
Amen.
I watch over my word to perform it, said the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We are children, right? So you speak it and we bring it to pass. Amen? Speak it to yourself. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, and the Bible says, your youth is to be renewed like the eagle. Can be renewed like the eagle. Psalm 103 is a favorite scripture of many. It should be, but let's kind of read the first five verses of that chapter. Psalm 103 verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This should be a daily prayer, Testify to the Lord. Testify, even your morning prayer. Testify to it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquity? I always like the word all in the Bible, right? All thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord. By he promises health. He didn't just say when you are young, talking to everybody, all of his children right here, David testifying by the Holy Ghost and so on. Here, the Spirit of God reminds us to bless the Lord and forget not all of his benefits. God knew that many people would do that very thing. What was it? Appreciate some of his benefits and forget others. So God put all there. Don't forget all his benefits, amen? Praise the Lord. Now let's look at this. First, the third verse mentions salvation. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Even David seen by the Holy Ghost, salvation and so on to be revealed at the end of time and so on, when the Christ come and so on, but he begins to prophesy, you know, forgiveth all thy iniquities, salvation and so on. So salvation is appropriately the first thing to remember. If David can do that, how much more under the new covenant built upon better promises, amen?
Amen.
Every passing day, thanking the Lord for even your salvation, amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Secondly, the third verse continue to by saying to remember the benefit of divine healing, who healeth all thy diseases. Say to yourself, do you know you already healed? Amen.
Amen.
2,000 years plus ago, you are healed. Thus said the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You could have to appropriate it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, all of God's testimony, they are in the past. You just claim them. Amen.
Amen.
Most of the things are already done. You just claim that they are in the past. You know. So you claim it. You say to yourself every day, wake up in the morning, thank God, bless Him. Don't forget His benefits. Too many forget. That the federal blessing, you know, to their own, Lord and so on, you know, tell about it, Lord, just testify of Him, you know, thank Him for what He has done for you. There are other things to remember, such as protection from danger, as we are told in the fourth verse, who redeemed our life from destruction. look at driving in the street, you may be careful. Maybe a madman somewhere, a drunken man somewhere. We catch him innumerable protection that God is giving you and I. Bible says the angel of the Lord encampeth around them that fear the Lord. You know? And the Bible says, amen? And we say we are calling to the innumerable company of angels. I don't need to see them. If God doesn't want me to see them, but we know they are around us, amen? And we thank God for all these things and so on, that, you know, and then, and you are going to get more and more blessings and so on, that, you know. Anyway. So, let me see here. So, secondly, he said that, he continued by saying that, who healeth all thy diseases. That's what he says. He said, all thy diseases. You say to yourself, all thy diseases. Now, symptoms or no symptoms make a difference, isn't it? Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, if you claim the healing of God, symptoms will go away one time or the other. Praise God.
Amen.
If you do not give up, keep on saying what God says who you are. Amen.
Amen.
By whose strength you are with. Don't forget 1 Peter 2:24. Who himself bear our sins in his own body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By whose strength you are healed. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Or you have forget Matthew 8:17. Himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Amen?
Amen?
Keep on telling yourself every day, no matter what the physician say, amen? Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
We have a great physician.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When all that fail is the only one. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So look unto Him, and they look unto Him, and they were nothing. And their feet were not ashamed. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So let's see here, and what you say here. So there are many other things, you know, divine protection and so on, that you know. So the Christian life is not supposed to be a poor, meager existence. But as the continuation of the fourth verse of Psalm 103 says, it is to be crowned with loving kindness and tender mercy. Amen. Not just a meager life, this Christian life. No, no. In other words, it is to be an abundant life, a blessing that our Lord Jesus Christ brought to us when He told us in John 10:10. The later part of it, I am called that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Amen?
Amen.
That's what He gave to you and I. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He gave us Himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the true God and eternal life. I can never forget it. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. He gave us Himself. Blessed be the name of April 28th this year and something like that, you know. Anyway, the fifth verse closes the review of the great benefits of the Lord, saying, who satisfy their mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Praise the Lord. So renew our youth cannot be realized through earthly means, as people will support us and all. Holy God has the secret of youth, amen? And that God is in you, amen? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God. So he only had the secret of youth, and it's in you and it's in me. And he gives it to his equal saints, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Many of God's people will be in their grace by now, if not because they have looked to God to fulfill his promise to renew their lives like the eagles, you know. Let us follow, the word of God and so on. There are two important things to note about this promise and this, about this eagle thing and so on. Number one, to have our youth renewed, we must satisfy ourselves with the good things of God, amen. Don't forget, the lesson testimony, I wholly follow the Lord, right? Praise the Lord. That is why it begins on. Moses lived and was lift up with the glory of God and so on. A great intercessor. Praise God. And when Israel sinned, God has said, you say, Lord, if you don't forgive them, just take my my name out of the book of life. I'm not that, Anyway, so we see Moses was at that and so on. He was, he was close to God and so on. So, you must satisfy ourselves, with the good things of God. The Lord declared in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Physical bread, we fail. But the word of God is life indeed. Divine health is for those who feast daily on the good things of the word of God, amen? Now the Bible tells us, man must not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Oh, Jeremiah the prophet, Jeremiah 15:16, talking about feed on God's word. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. What is your rejoicing? No? You say thy word, isn't it? David said, when I find your word, it's like what will find a great poem, isn't it? Praise the Lord Jesus. Feeding on God's word. Even the psalmist, Psalm 119, the 103 verse. How sweet are the words unto my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth, amen?
Amen.
The word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see?
Yeah.
Now, another thing about this thing, about the eagle thing. The eagle soars high above the ground. So the Christian must live above the perishable things of this life, amen? Praise the Lord. Living close to God and so on that, He must remain seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus and receive from God. Don't even know that we were crucified with Christ, right? Galatians 2:20. We were buried with him. We were quickened or raised up together with him. And we are seated together with him in the heavenly places, amen? Now the Bible tells us, praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So anyway, so that's when we are in Christ. Forget about your five senses of feeling and seeing and hearing and so on. We're talking about the sixth sense, amen, when it comes to God, amen? Praise the Lord. The sixth sense is faith in God's word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can't just even say that enough. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Anyway, so the eagle soars. So we must remain seated with Christ in the heavenly. That's where we are and from that. The New Testament also tells us that we can have health at any age. And that is a popular scripture here, the New Testament shows we can have health at any age. I can give one or two examples in the New Testament and so on. We have seen that the Old Testament goes beyond teaching healing to divine health and so on. It is significant that the lives of some characters of the New Testament indicate the same truth. Not only the Old Testament, I always like Luke 2:36. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about, look at it, 84 years. 84 years she was. Look at this. Which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that look for redemption in Jerusalem. She left 85 years old. This sister Anna, or mother Anna, we call her 84 years old. Amen? Never departed from the temple, seeking God with fasting and prayer at 84 years old. You see? Hey! I don't know that you know. Now, for 400 years, God was silent. No scripture was given since Malachi. And the last thing we read was, the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly appear in his temple. And I mean by that scripture, amen? That's why she never departed from the temple, amen? Seeking God. When the rabbi had forgotten all about it, I'm sorry that you know, even when the Magi came from Persia, the Magi and so on, came all the way from the east, 2 years they spent, they left everything they were doing. I'm sorry that you know, oh, we have seen his star in the east, amen? And they came all the way, spent 2 years, they left their, and they came to Jerusalem and so on. And they go and inquire of the temple priest, where is that is born the king of the Jews? And see, they were asking and so on that, you know. So where are, oh yeah, the temple priest, they know, oh yeah, Micah tell us in Micah 5:2, Bethlehem of Judea, oh Bethlehem of Judea, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah. Out of this have come forth, you know, the Savior and so on that, you know. So they show them, they know where it is. And the wise men went there to Bethlehem and so on. This rabbi, they didn't even make a move. How about the shepherds? At night, the angel of the Lord came down and they were all lit up and the heavenly host came down and so on. And they told them about the Messiah had been born. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, amen? Amen. They declare and so on. They were all lit up, the heavenly host. When they met, they said, oh, let us go and see what this angel told us. We are the rabbi. And today, look at this woman. Doesn't matter, 400 years has passed the last prophet's book as well as you know. And she didn't depart in our own time. Mm-hmm. Oh, they say we come in 1977. Who told you that? Where is it in the scripture? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Be careful not to make doctrine out of prophecy or even prediction. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Do not make prophecy out of prophecy or even worse still, prediction. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So now many are discouraged. Oh, in the Bible, says, the faith of some were overthrown when some came and said the resurrection was over. See? Many have gone back because they said somebody told them they are going to come in 1977. They have gone back to Babylon. You see? Ought not to be so, amen? Amen. Praise to the name of the Lord. We wait it out, amen? The Bible says, be patient, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Study to be quiet, doing your business, waiting for the coming of the Lord. Amen? Say, God, direct your heart, you know, to the love of God, and be patient waiting for Christ. Amen? Amen. We are in that hour now. Amen? Amen? Don't lose your patience. Amen? Yes. Even when it is in your patience, possessing your souls. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, so we see Papa Anna there. There was some, I call it Papa Simeon too. Led by the Holy Ghost at that hour. You see, I'm telling you that, you know. You see, Caleb, you know, God preserved him. He entered the promised land, right? Yes. This woman is a type of the true elect church, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the disciples of John, the Baptist, they fasted. And the Pharisees fasted. And how come you don't fast? Can you make the children of the bride chamber to fast when the bridegroom is free with them or more? The day will come when the bridegroom will be taken away and then shall they fast. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Mama Anna, I call him Mama Anna, 84 years old. You know, so fasting and praying. Never departed from the temple. I don't know that you know. And look, he saw the Messiah at the first coming. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So there is a type of elect. They be fasting and praying, waiting for the second coming of Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. See, we are living that hour now. You see? Oh, but like I say, suddenly, the Lord whom you are looking for will appear. Many things will be sudden. The coming of the Lord will be sudden also, you know, and so that you, in an hour you think not, amen? Suddenly will come and so that, you know, better wash and pray, amen? That Mama Anna did, a type of the true elect waiting for the coming of the Lord, amen? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, let me quickly wrap this up now, and so that, you know. So anyway, so with Mama Anna there and so that, you know. So anyway, so let me now say this and so on. So, yeah, satisfy your mouth with good things. Yeah, that is the word of God first. And then, of course, there is also, you know, what we call even the natural food you eat, you know, first the natural, then the spiritual, right? Be mindful of what you put in this temple of the Holy Spirit, amen? Be mindful of what you eat and so on, you know? And, you know, the children of Israel, another, you know, they had a fault too. Where they get off the menu of God, Psalm 78 summarizes it all for us, you know, where they get off the manna. Let me read a couple of verses from Psalm 78 and some of that, you know? So, despite the provision of divine healing and health to the children of Israel, the Lord also gave them the loss of proper nutrition, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, he promised divine health, but he also gave them the law of proper eating. All of Leviticus 11 tell you all of that, you know? You didn't just say you had divine health and something like that, and you had just garbage. No, you are off. You are off God's path. Amen. So you can just eat anything. They that defy the temple of God, whom then will God destroy. Amen. That's just straight scripture. Not me saying that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give the law of eating and eating well. Just by the law and provision for divine health. So that will be. And so that. Now 78 of Psalm tell you what happened to them and so on. Let me read a couple of that and quickly finish up there. So he had commanded the clouds from above and opened the doors of heaven and had rained down manna. That is the proper food, right? That contains all the nourishment you want. That manna from heaven and some of that, you know, on them to eat. And had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the food. He caused an east wind now to blow in the heaven, in the heavens, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained fresh. See, he didn't want the manna upon them and dust and fed that fowl like as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitation. So they did eat. Our wealth healed, for he gave them their own desire. That is the thing. They left God's own plan of eating and so on. They went their own way of the atonement, but you know, they were not estranged from their Lord. But while their meat was yet in their mouth, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. That is the punishment they got, because they got all the proper law of eating. God has not eradicated the law of proper eating. Amen? Praise the Lord. Psalm 104 verse 14. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and half for the service of man. Half is for your service and my service. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, stay away from the average American diet that clog your arteries. Amen? Praise all the bad oil, all the pig kind of meat and so on. You know them. I can't go into another one. Stay away from the clog of arteries. Keep your heart with all diligence. Anything that we touch this heart, what other machine in the whole world can work like this heart? It can't stop for 1 nanosecond. Amen? No servicing, nothing. It's only God keeps it beating. Amen? Praise the Lord. Show me another human machine that can do that. Not one. Amen? Keep it with all diligence. Don't clog with bad food and all this nasty oil and this American diet. go back to the Bible way of eating the name. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy, what I'm talking about is now. 1 Timothy 5:23. Talking about good food, dry, and even drink. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for the stomach sick and often infirmities. Even Timothy has some other infirmities in there and some other things. Now, of course, it's not called only alcoholic drink in this place, amen? No more than the Lord made alcoholic drink for the marriage at the Cana of Galilee, amen? He made a good wine, that kind of wine, praise the Lord. So I'm not talking of alcohol here and some of that, you know. I'm talking about use little wine. I mean the good wine, not the other type of that said alcohol. So that God puts premium on food for even for health. Let me wrap up here. Now, in 400 BC, Hippocrates, the bearded Greek physician teacher, father of medicine, sat in the shade of beautiful trees on the east side. There he taught and enlightened his medical students with this brilliant, factual, and ageless word of wisdom so needed today. What are the words? Your food will be your remedy. Let food be your medicine. Let food be your medicine. Amen? No water, so Timothy. Just use little wine, the good wine, for your often infirmities, right? So good food, right? God still recommends good food. So anyway, so no one to date has more eloquently described a healthy way of life that man, Do you know that Hippocrates, wisely, the father of medicine, he treated his patients with amazing raw apple cider vinegar. See, that he uses for most of the things. It's like a cure-all thing, I'm telling that, you know. If you don't know it, go read about it, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, go read about apple cider vinegar, not the white one, I'm talking about the raw one, I'm telling that, you know. So anyway, because why? He recognized its powerful cleansing and healing qualities. You know, it is naturally recurring antibiotic, antiseptic, that fight germ, viruses, bacteria, and even mold. So we see right there, and that the man, father of medicine, did that and so on. Another thing I want to say before I close, the importance of exercise, talking about health and so on at any age, and God has made provision for that and so on. 1 Timothy 4:8, for bodily exercise profited little. There's even profit in exercise, amen? We can't compare with divine attributes and things like that, but there is virtue, that's value in exercising. Bible says to right here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So here that to exercise right now. Here the Bible says that even the bodily exercise has some value in it. So now you have roughly six, medicine says this. Let me read it. You have roughly 640 muscles. And all these muscles must be used. You have heard this phrase, use it or lose it, right? That's what he says in the word. So, about 240 muscles, and they must be used. Or if you don't use it, you lose them. So, and if they are not used, they then start to lose their tone. The muscle, if you don't use their muscle, they begin to lose their tone, right? Strength and flexibility. Exercise need not be violent, and there are hundreds of ways to exercise the human body. The best and greatest of all exercise is brisk walking. So don't say I don't have money to go to the gym. Don't make any excuse, amen. Praise the Lord. Walking, I told you that, you know. Brisk walking. I know, I told you that, you know. No special equipment is needed to do that and so on. I'm just now talking what you can do physically now. I already got all the Bible and some of that, you know. Anyway, so to wrap this up and some of that, you know. Anyway, and anybody can walk. Or you can just get yourself a walking shoe, right? You can walk vigorously, swinging your arms for a good workout. Or just take a stroll. When you walk and breathe in deeply as you stride along, you are building vital force and stimulating the eliminating and cleansing processes in your body. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. You know, in the Bible, I'm done with this. I'm done with this. You know. So There's one professor of medicine long ago. That's what he said. He said, it is never too late to begin to get in shape, but it does take daily preservation or perseverance rather, amen? Mm-hmm. Not too late, because actually if I not be doing it and so on, but has to be daily and so like that, you know. In the Bible days, you don't have car, you don't have anything, that's a walk, you know? It's just like that. Don't forget the, you know, Philip, the evangelist, and the Ethiopian eunuch, right? He was walking, he left the crusade in Samaria, and go and just said to this chariot, right? He had to be walking, right? In fact, when he got to the chariot, you know the story in Acts chapter 8, and they have gone a long way, the Ethiopian, you know, were converted and so forth. They have gone so long, God just have mercy on him, and they transported him in there. Praise the Lord. You see, so they walk in, the Lord will walk miles and all that, you know. But here, we get into the cattle seat, you know. The only walk you won't, no 100 feet. Not good for the body. Praise the Lord. Get the liquid flowing. We are all, how many percent? 60% or so of water that we are. I don't know if I get my biology right, you know. Praise the Lord. Get the fluid flowing and so on. Get the blood circulating. Amen. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you. You have provided for health at any age. Now we have to do our part. Lord, take advantage of all. Hear the word of God. Live by the word of God. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Don't break the natural laws. The Lord himself did not break natural laws. He could have been transporting himself everywhere he went, you know, or anything like that. You know, but he created the laws, and so we have to just keep the natural laws as they are. So we thank you this morning for, you know, for the provision of health at any age, given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. He took our infirmities, he bore our sicknesses, with his stripes we were healed. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So now we thank you, Lord, help us to do our part in every promise that God has given unto us. as we had this morning, Lord, if there be, we pray, if there be any health issue here this morning, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I command them to go.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
What did he say? Say, go, heal the sick. He command you and I. Anybody can do it among the body of Christ. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, even as need may be. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These signs shall follow that believe in my name. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Amen.
The Bible says in James 5, the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord will raise them up.
Amen.
I command healing of any kind of a sickness here this morning.
Amen.
By the authority of God's word.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The imperishable word of God.
Amen.
Say this sign shall follow us.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord. Speak the word. The Bible says I will do it. In Jesus, I command all diseases to leave this auditorium.
Amen.
In the almighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Sound, mind in the sound body.
Amen.
For everyone here this morning.
Amen.
By the power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Above all, in the Bible says that you be in health and prosper.
Amen.
We claim our heritage.
Amen.
In the almighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for blessing us this morning. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you.
Amen.
And we may praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.